When Ian James of Freedom to Marry commissioned a recent poll, he had pollsters ask specific questions about the amendment his group wants to put on the ballot. And he says the numbers in this poll show a majority of Ohioans are ready to pass the amendment his group is backing.
These are not insignificant. These are what victories are made of.
James says in this study, pollsters read the proposed language of the amendment, including the part that includes reference to religious freedom. He says once that part of the language was read, voter support for the amendment was at 56%, while opposition was at 34%.
Religious freedom is incredibly important. People of faith want to make sure that they have the right to say no, but they also want to give loving couples the right to say I do at the courthouse.
James says his group has already collected enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot, but wants to continue to collect more. He wants to get 1 million signatures before the July 2nd deadline for turning in petitions. And he thinks the momentum at this point shows it can happen.
What makes Ohio different than other states is that we actually have a higher percent of support and a lower opposition than the three states that were on the ballot in 2012 and won. Those states actually ended up winning 52-48, but at this time or even later, closer to the election, they were lower than we are right now. So 11 months out, 56-34, we're in a prime position to not only continue to build our support, but to win.
But another group that supports the goal of overturning the gay marriage ban in Ohio is not so sure at this point. Mike Primo with Equality Ohio says his group's campaign, called Why Marriage Matters, is focused on educating Ohioans about the gay marriage issue right now. Primo says it's important that this issue passes when it goes to the ballot. And he says there's not a consensus at this point that next year is the right time.
And Why Marriage Matters Ohio is actually working with leaders in the national and the state LGBT community and our allies to people who have experience winning marriage equality in other states and people with experience on the ground in Ohio in issue advocacy to come up with a consensus opinion on how to proceed.
Primo is not really impressed with the fact that support grows and opposition falls when the religious freedom piece of the issue is explained to those taking the poll.
Usually having some kind of religious exemption language in either legislation or ballot initiatives has made it more palatable for folks in the past. So that's pretty standard practice.
On the other side of the issue completely is Phil Burris of the Citizens for Community Values. He says the language on religious freedom isn't going to protect churches.
Well, the actual language says no religious institution shall be required to perform or recognize a marriage. It doesn't say that the church has the right to deny a same-sex couple from using the church and having someone else perform the marriage, and that's going to leave it wide open to lawsuits.
Burris says he thinks this amendment could ultimately be harmful to Ohio's children.
Do you realize that if same-sex marriage is legalized the way it was in Massachusetts, that they're going to start telling grade children, as low as the first grade, that same-sex marriage, you know, is legal and it's now permissible.
But gay marriage backers say the current ban impacts children in a more negative way. They note many gay couples have already legally adopted children, but because of Ohio's ban on gay marriage, only one of the adults can be legally considered a parent for those kids. Joel Wingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.